This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Want to mask up on Long Island? Well, not in Nassau County, which has banned mask wearing in public unless you have a health or religious reason. But now, the county is making another exception to its controversial mask ban for law enforcement. That includes ICE agents on their controversial immigrant roundups.
Nassau County's executive Bruce Blakeman says if you're local, state, or federal law enforcement,
under the policies of their agency or department, can cover themselves with a mask.
All this in an effort to help the feds detain immigrants. Average citizens, however, cannot wear them unless it's for religious or medical purpose. Blakeman says most people wearing a mask that aren't law enforcement,
they're covering themselves so they can get away with the crime in most cases.
Adding that masks get in the way of officers performing their duties. He says his approval is for safety, to keep protesters from tracking down ICE agents and police officers. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County.
A statement from the New York Civil Liberties Union says the hypocrisy of Nassau exempting law enforcement from the mask ban is, quote, astounding. They point out that a masked police officer could legally arrest someone for wearing a mask. One day after three people died on Long Island after using narcotics laced with fentanyl, two people have been arrested. Suffolk County Police Commissioner Kevin Catalina.
Following the investigation, we executed two search warrants at locations in Cora. During those search warrants, a gun, 20 grams of powdered fentanyl, along with other drug paraphernalia and cell phones were found. Two people are currently in custody.
The three people who died were found in Corum yesterday. They were identified as a 39-year-old and 58-year-old men and a 24-year-old man as well. Police say a woman is in critical condition. Suffolk police had issued a warning last night about a bad batch of narcotics in Corum. After the deaths, detectives with the homicides and narcotics sections investigating both the source of the narcotics and the deaths they caused. Well, Columbia University says there is no deal in place with the Trump administration, at least not yet, over allegations that the school failed to protect Jewish students from harassment and that the university is focusing on advancing discussions with the federal government. Now, this follows a report in the New York Times that says the two sides were nearing an agreement where Columbia would pay millions to settle, and in return, the White House would restore some of the more than $400 million in federal research funding it canceled. A person familiar with the negotiations telling the Times that school officials are expected to meet with aides to President Trump next week at the White House to finalize that deal. The reported agreement could include $200 million or more in compensation paid by Columbia for alleged civil rights violations. Well, it may sound like the title of a scary movie, but The World of Darkness is actually a new exhibit at the Bronx Zoo, one that introduces visitors to some two dozen species that thrive at night. 1010 Winds spoke with Keith Lovett, the director of animal programs at the zoo.
You've got to take your time to really look for the animals, watch the animals, enjoy their behavior. It's not a building you just want to run through quickly. It's something you really want to take your time, be patient, and really experience everything this has to offer in the way of really showcasing nocturnal species.
Now, even though visitors will be there during the day, it'll look like it's nighttime. The exhibit using an innovative lighting design to reverse the day-night cycle, he says, so visitors don't have to wait until nighttime for the nocturnal creatures to wake up. Among the species on exhibit are sloths, the broad-snouted caiman, naked mole rats, and vampire bats. We think we'll just skip that last one. Police are now investigating a fatal shooting in Queens. It happened earlier this morning in Jamaica. The victim, a 41-year-old man, was shot in the chest on Liverpool Street. It happened shortly after 8 a.m. Officers have not made any arrests and didn't release a motive for the shooting or a description of the suspect either. A practicing Muslim has settled a lawsuit against police on Long Island after officers allegedly ordered her to remove her hijab while she was in police custody. Marawa Fahmy will receive $225,000, and the Suffolk County Police Department has agreed to notify officers about accommodating people who use religious headwear. Fahmy was arrested in 2022 after her son filed a domestic complaint. It was later dismissed, but during 9 hours in custody, she was ordered to remove her religious headscarf and denied repeated requests to cover herself up again. She called the incident humiliating and traumatic.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.